Road. Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Keep an eye out for your name in-store or scan the QR code to create a digital Coca-Cola pack for your besties. That's definitely on our to-do list.
Girl, the same day, we have just dumped people. How are you chatting up to someone else? Be for real. Do you know what is crazy? That is my most asked question as of right
now. Really, still?
People are making TikToks with the assumption that I am not trying to claim my name, which is crazy.
We have to touch on the Martin kiss. Kiss, marry, kill.
Oh my God, that is the worst three.
Welcome to Hold My Drink with Charlene and Eddie. This is a bit of a different episode because we have a bit in it that...
You did.
You escaped.
I was free as a bird. Where was I? Was I away? Yes.
I'm wearing different clothes as well, so people know that.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't just...
I didn't just abandon the podcast. I was away.
Nothing bad happened to you. No. Fine.
I was away.
You was away. In. Yeah.
Thank
it's like
you.
It's like a... We've never done that before. We either had like full solo episodes or full...
I think because this one wasn't planned. You had to grab it while it was hot.
She is hot.
My God. I've never seen a human like her.
Oh my God.
You can probably see by the title we're referring to Bilicus.
Bilicus, yeah.
What does she smell like? I sound like a
thing I said.
Is
I guess,
it?
I guess Bilicus. I literally had to wear my best perfume today because you always smell amazing.
She smells unbelievable.
Her waist is even tinier in person, I fear.
She's just perfection.
You know when you see someone in cameras and stuff, we've met her obviously loads of times already, but in person, she's even better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's absolutely stunning. I haven't listened to the episode yet, obviously.
Yeah.
So excited to hear what's to come.
Yes.
And I can't wait. Yeah,
she was amazing.
All the goss.
She's a goddess. I can't cope. So summer is shaping up to be the best one yet. And we're already lining up our festivals, our road trips.
They're all coming very fast.
EPs on the way. We're doing everything.
Yes. And you know what's back and has us really in our feels this year? The iconic Share a Coke campaign.
I saw your name on a bottle the other day.
My name is...
You screamed on the shop.
It's on a few.
It is on a few.
Yeah. I've seen a few of them.
It's so nostalgic, but it's also just really fun to see someone's name, you know?
We keep saying it's like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
So whether you're at a festival dancing in the mud or sunning yourself in the park, Coca-Cola in summer, it really just is the perfect match.
There's something so cute as well about sharing a Coke with your bestie. It's a small thing, but it just makes... the moment feels special. So whether it's sing along to bangers in the car, going to a festival, doing absolutely nothing but chilling, a Coca-Cola just hits so differently with your people.
So if you spot your bestie's name or even just someone who deserves a little pick-me-up, grab it. Or if, like Charlene, you can't find your name a lot, so sad, you can go online and create a custom digital Coke pack, which is very cute.
Because no matter what the weather's doing, sharing a Coke with your bestie just makes it better.
Mm-hmm. Share a Coke this summer and let's make it one to remember.
So we have both been away.
Miss you.
Both had our birthdays.
Both had our birthday.
Oh.
We're a year. Oh my God, we're back together now. We're a year older.
And none the fucking
wiser.
I was going to capture my birthday post as that, but I was like, wait, I am wiser. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Very well. In some ways.
No, you are. Yeah. I always find it mad though when you do change age. Obviously it's just a day that changes. You're
it is.
It's a whole year. What are you doing? The boat didn't blew out. No. That's so cute.
Okay, big wish. Yeah. This looks fucking... I haven't eaten yet.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
We actually both haven't eaten.
Oh my God. Let's have a little nibble.
We have a bite.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Aww.
What a way to start an episode.
Perfect. What were we saying? Birthdays.
Oh, we both had our birthdays.
Yeah, I didn't really think about turning 27. Then I just was. So I was like,
27 is a fun age.
Is it?
Yeah. It reminds me of being 17.
Yeah.
You're just at the cusp of things.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still kind of a child, Gracie. I feel like... it's going to be a weird year. Yeah, it's a different year.
Well,
new era. I don't know. Just feel 27.
Are you excited for it though?
I feel like I feel like I don't making future plans usually, but I have made some plans to do things and that's nice.
Yeah.
I done the manifesting thing on the 8th.
Did you?
Did you do that?
Nah.
You basically write a write a journal entry for yourself. You can do it any day, really, but the Lionsgate portal's on the 8th of August. You write a journal entry for yourself that day next year. Okay. You say it as if you're already there. So I wrote a journal as if I was already living my dreams that I wanted for next year. So it's like, I'm just sitting and blah, 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 doing blah, blah, with blah, blah, blah. Like, all, like, do you know what I mean?
No way.
So like, you'd literally act as if you've lived that day.
Where did you actually write it? Like,
on a journal. Yeah, on a journal.
Have
yeah.
you lose it?
I won't lose it. I'll take a picture of it. Journal is so healthy, you know.
Do you think?
Yes, because I went back in my journal to a good while ago and I was like, wow. Like, I didn't know I felt like that at that time. But
really?
Mad. Yeah, do you know when you feel certain feelings that are the same? Or like, yeah.
To look back at it and remember that you felt like that.
Yeah, because you always think, you know when you're sitting there and you ever think to yourself, this is such a good moment, I'm never going to forget this. But you always do.
You do.
But it's like that with feelings and journaling as well. You look back in your life, you're like, oh, that was so good. But then you're like, shit, I was actually having a shit time. Or like, that was interesting. Like, it's good to see how you actually felt.
But you think you can feel like that for like sad feelings as well?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's been times where you think, oh my God, like the world is crumbling around me. But then you move on, you forget about it, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
You're actually grand.
Or your journal is crumbling. Like, yeah. A few years later, you're like, oh, I got back from that, so I'm back from this as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited to be
27,
yeah. I'm usually always away for my birthday. You're away for yours.
Yeah, I was away for mine.
I haven't been home for mine in years.
Years.
Like, actual years. Since I'm a kid.
Well, I wasn't home for the day of my birthday. Oh, they gave me a surprise party.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, last episode we recorded together was before, and you were like, yeah, not doing that. And
I was like, going away for it, but like, that's it. Me posting TikToks that I was going out for Graham's birthday. That's what I said I was doing. I was like, going out for the husband's birthday. And it was so funny. He was showing me screenshots. Was it him? No. Oh, yeah. He was showing me screenshots that Nicola was sending him because Nicola was FaceTiming me that day, and she was like, what are you wearing? She never does.
Yeah, gave it away.
She never does this, ever. And Luke even said to me, her boyfriend said to me that night, she gave it away. Like,
Yeah.
Nicola would never FaceTime me, like, what are you wearing out tonight?
Yeah.
She's just trying to obviously sus.
To like, sus what you're wearing.
What I was wearing. But he was showing me, like, screenshots that Nicola was taking on the sly of my outfits, and she was sending them to him, being like,
but he was panicking that you'd wear jeans. Graham was.
Did he?
Did you say something somewhere about wearing jeans? Because he was, like, panicked that you'd be wearing jeans.
I had an outfit ordered, and it came that day.
And
it didn't, no, it was a little white dress and it did not fit me one single bit. So I went into panic mode.
Yeah.
Cuiva was at home with me at the time, actually. And I was trying it on and Cuiva was like, you can't wear it on. And I was like, what am I going to wear? I was like, fuck, I'll just put on like jeans and heels. Thank God I didn't.
Thank God.
I would have been fuming, wouldn't I?
Thank God, yeah. Someone would have had to fly home and grab you something or something.
Or I would have left him. Like, left. See, he's on the half now.
She was right beside Leafy Valley. You know what I mean? Popped in.
Brilliant. Like, yeah.
For Ireland or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Grand. Would have flown home. Yeah, grand. Not a bother. But, yeah.
Oh,
that was a ball.
And you were surprised.
I feel like that was the start of the celebrations. And now, even like that I'm home from holidays, I'm like, oh my God, are they still kind of going?
Birth month.
Yeah,
birth month. It is birth month. Yeah.
30 is one that you're allowed to drag off for a year.
Look at the cheek of us. Videos.
Oh. We'd make anything about us.
On anything. It's not really bad. We deserve.
Not my fault I was born like this.
Not my fault you conceived me in what month? December? Were we Christmas babies?
Would we have been? Oh, we made in December. When I was made.
Wait, was I made? We were made in a different year then to when we were born.
Yeah, I was made in 1994.
I was made in 97.
I was made the same year Cuiva Kelly was born. Mother and father. Jesus, you just didn't.
Oh, yeah,
wait.
You would have,
yeah.
Well, you're very fertile after you give birth.
Yeah. Mum would have got pregnant like when Cuiva was like 5 months old or something. 4, because it's only 13 months between us. I can't do math. Someone does
like
math.
My sister as well, I think.
That's mad. Sorry, fill me in. Ray's birthday.
Ray's birthday.
No, so Charlene, was, groovy chick.
Oh, I know. I went over on my birthday. But like, I was in the airport and I was like, I've never flown on my birthday. And I was like, waiting for someone to say happy birthday. But they don't check. I said to my sister about myself. But they don't check your birthday. They're obviously checking your expiration date and your name.
But you're hoping that they'll be like, happy birthday.
I remember I flew home my birthday before and I thought the passport officer was going to say it, but you never did. It was so sad. But anyway, I flew on my birthday. Went to the wrong terminal, obviously. That's fucking new. None the wiser. Anyway, airport.
Charlie and Dublin Airport, listen.
Not well.
No.
And then, yeah, I had a little party. There was like loads of, I think there was like 70 people at it. I was like, I wouldn't.
How many?
Yeah, there was 70.
70?
I don't even know that many people.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. And then they had a birthday cake for me as well.
Oh.
Yeah. And just after they sang a birthday for her. But I told her, I was like, right, it's, you know, it's my birthday too. She was like,
no, fuck off.
Didn't care. Like, no. But I got her a little Snow White princess dress from the Disney shop and a little Snow White doll. And she wore it the next Snow morning. White? No, but she will now.
Oh.
It was a spacey. The dresses only come from 3+.
So she will. She have to. No.
Because basically, they only come from three and she's two.
Oh.
And all of them are really long, but Snow White's, I think, is naturally a little shorter.
Okay.
So I got her that one.
Oh, that
because it's
sense.
Not going to be tripping over and stuff. Yeah. And it's actually like perfect length. Aurora, I would have loved Cinderella, but it was too long.
Oh, God.
She'd be falling over, I know. And the collar was like flipped up and she was like the queen of hearts. Like, I can't believe she's two.
What
time just fucking goes so quick. Like,
time's flying.
So my family was there and stuff as well. And yeah, it was really nice.
So cute.
It was really wholesome. I'd celebrate my birthday.
For yeah.
I had a few drinks. What did you say on the night of your birthday? Are you home on your birthday day?
No, I was away.
You're away.
Oh, we upended ourselves the day before.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
My birthday's on the 4th. So the 3rd we went.
Did you go on a mad one?
Oh, we went on a mad one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to put a GoPro on the boat of your head.
No, you don't. You don't.
Just make friends.
Graham's friend, Benno, was over there with his girlfriend, Saoirse.
Right.
So we met up with them. And I think for the rest of the holiday, they never wanted to see us again. We only met them once then after as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
They traumatized.
Yeah, when we were all at a beach club together, kind
Luna,
of.
Luna, that one?
No, oh my God. Las Rocas in Tenerife.
Oh.
Stunning.
Really?
Oh my God, stunning. I'll show you. Sophie texted me and was like, where the hell are you?
What?
Like, yeah, stunning. Because usually when I'm in Tenerife, I've been to Kaluna.
Yeah, like Kaluna.
Grand, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just a job.
A few beds. Like.
That's it.
Yeah.
Las Rocas, stunning.
Wow.
Little restaurant, the food, you get a little bell, the cocktails, like,
oh my God.
Nice. So we went there, but when we were leaving there, we were going home to get ready for dinner. And I said to Ben, I was like, let us know what you're doing later on or whatever. And he was like, no, absolutely not.
Sorry, but no.
Yeah, he was like,
thanks for the offer.
Keep the fuck away from us. So we went wild the night before.
Well, Ellie, I thought you also got engaged over there. That white dress and the way, I honestly, I was like,
knew what I was doing.
I was like, wait, what?
I just forced Graham into these things. He was like, what am I doing? I was like, I want to get a nice picture. Or I was like, because it's our anniversary as well.
Yeah.
So we're together a year.
It's your anniversary the same day as your birthday.
Yeah, Graham was strategic prick. I know.
One gift.
Gave out to him already. No, we decided we were shuffling the dates around a little bit. But I said to him, I was like, I want to get like a... I was like, I don't want to just post like a fucking dump, or I was like, I can make another video of like videos of us, but like half the stuff I take Graham, he's like, you weren't putting that
nowhere.
Yeah. So I was like, I want to get a video of us on the beach from behind with like a sunset. Like, I never, if I even have an idea of this, I'm never going to follow through with
then
it.
Then I definitely would have.
I'm an idiot. Like,
if you had a sunset, I was like, where's the ring?
So I was like, we're just on the balcony. And I was like, oh, I just want to take a video of us opening this.
So cute.
I gave him a big dirty kiss, and he was like, don't put all that in. I was like, okay.
Oh,
but I knew what I was doing. But like, the amount of hate I was getting on that, well, not actually the amount of hate, but like someone's like, oh, begging for a ring. Yeah, I'd be the first to admit I am.
Yeah, of course you
would. What do you mean?
It's your boyfriend.
Yeah, like, what?
Is that not?
Yeah, am I meant to say, no, Jesus Christ, I'd
don't
never
engage me.
Please don't engage me.
Please don't propose. God forbid.
But yeah, that was a good one. So we had anniversary and birthday over there. Actually, celebrated my birthday on the 5th. You know what I'm like when I'm hungover? Do you know the way I always say, I just want to be in water?
Yeah, in a body of
water. I just want to be in a body of water. There's something about it. So when we did wake up on the day of my birthday in the room, I just got up and I just started cleaning around, and all Graham was in the bed.
Because you're still a little bit drunk. So
that's
the only reason you can clean.
We 100% were.
You have to get it done.
I woke him up and I was like, I need to go into the sea. I need to get into the sea. Come on, like, let's go. We walked to the beach, and the beaches in Tenerife aren't great at all. The sand is real dirty. It's not like a
it's not, yeah.
We went down to this beach and we got like a little, went into the shop and got like bread and ham and all that. So the two of us are so hungover, we couldn't even eat. Like we were in the sea even, and the two of us were just like, this is, I didn't come around till I'd say 5 or 6 that day.
I don't come around if I'm in that state. I don't.
No, I really thought it was game over for me. My head, I've never experienced a hangover like it. My head was pounding.
Robin.
The heat didn't make it any better. No, like, it felt like nothing could fix me.
Hungover in the heat.
Yeah,
bad.
Felt like nothing could fix me. And then all of a sudden, I kind of came around later that night and it was okay.
That happened to me anyway, as well.
Oh.
And then I got my fucking period on the same day. And I was like, that makes sense. So I feel like fucking ass. I was crying. Pain, hungover.
Just all at the once.
Just needed like to be held, really, yeah.
But when I'm hungover, sometimes I'm like, don't touch me.
Really? I know what you mean.
I'd go through phases of it a little bit, especially if I'm like roasting.
Too hot. Don't touch me.
I hate being too hot. So being away in the sun as well, I was like, oh my God. But it was honestly the best birthday ever. And Graham, he pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah, he did.
He really did.
He did. And he got you a very special gift.
He got me a very special gift, guys. He's bringing me to Thailand. Yeah, he's bringing me to Thailand next year. We've talked about it before and we were like, oh yeah, we'd love to go. But me and Graham say that we love playing this game. It's called Imagine If.
So, well, and then you figure out free will and you can go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we love playing a game and we always say like, oh, imagine if, like, and it's some sort of stupid scenario that we find hilarious. Oh. But we were talking about Thailand and we were like, I feel like that was what it kind of was. We were talking about going and like, I wouldn't even know where to begin with
I know, it's really stressful.
Wouldn't know where to begin. So he got me one of them little scratchy things. And I'm saying, I'm leaving it up to you. If you were bringing me for my birthday,
you're planning.
Yeah, I'm leaving
it
up to you.
I think, how are we going to fucking pack for things like that?
That's what I said. I was like, do I need a backpack?
I'm not wearing a backpack.
I refuse.
I can't. My little, no.
I want 60kg in three wheelie cases. Literally,
same. Like, I'll be hoisting them onto whatever boat I'm going on.
Seriously.
Oh, Lord.
I don't even know where to begin, but we'll sort that out.
We'll sort that out.
We will.
Bring one pair of sandals or something.
Like, what?
Oh, and then I lost my passport. So basically, I was in Pasha and I had my Chanel bag with me, which, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Why did I? What the hell? We were drinking all, I think we were drinking all night, so I wasn't really thinking straight. I had the Chanel bag with me and all of a sudden, I was pretty drunk, but I felt like a pull on my bag. And I looked down and I was like, oh, my bag's empty. There's not one thing in it, like nothing. And I was like, my phone. So I forgot I brought my passport out, but did, because you need ID and I forgot my license. Stupid, like never done that again. But I was like, what the fuck? And then I ran. Don't know where I ran to, but I just was like storming off looking for, I don't know, the robber. Anyway, then one of the people we were with said someone was holding up my phone in the air. So they just grabbed it and had it and then handed it to me and I was like, oh thank God, I got my phone back.
Well, that was nice of someone to hold up and be like, hey.
Yeah, but I'm like, how? So the Chanel, if anyone knows the structure of a Chanel bag, like imagine what it looks like. It's a deep bag. It has a clasp on it.
Yeah, how?
It's big enough. Like that doesn't just flip upside down.
No.
Even if I was like to drunk, open. Like, but I wasn't. I was very much like, I was drunk, but I was not.
I was drunk enough for,
no, yeah. I'm not like a messy drunk anyway. I'm very composed most times. And that was gone. But then I was like, grand, phone back, thank God. And then I was like, 2 days later, I was talking to Stella. You know Stella? And I was going to meet up with her anyway, but she was like, I have to go to the passport office to get a new passport. Someone
stole mine. I saw that on TikTok.
And I was like talking, I was like, oh shit, what happened? Like chatting. I was like, wait, where's my passport? I haven't thought about that in a few days. And I was like, and for some reason, I just had this gut feeling that it was gone. So I searched the room high and low. This was Sunday night and I was flying home Monday, the next morning.
Fuck.
Next afternoon. And I was like, fuck. I was like, I think it's in Pasha. That's the last place I seen it. And my bag was emptied, so it must be there. So they couldn't get through to them that night. They're not open. Mm. The office isn't open. So we had to ring them the next morning. But they don't open the office till that night. So I had to stay on.
When it's open.
Day. Yeah, so I had to stay on an extra day then. But thank God they had it. They could tell me they had it. And, sorry.
Do you think someone just saw it on the floor and handed it in? Or?
I just don't understand how my bag, it was under my shoulder. The flap would have been closed by my arm, even if the clasp somehow opened. How did it empty go upside down and everything fall out of it?
Maybe someone thought it was the clasp was open and tried to flip it.
Yeah, but Pasha is meant to be rife for stealing.
Really?
For people stealing passports, stealing phones. Like, that's normal. So I'm like, did someone just have a change of heart? So
yeah.
I was like, said, oh shit.
Oh no.
She looks like she has bad juju.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they had the passport and got it back the next night. I went with Samantha then. She was going to Pasha anyway. So I went, met her. I was like, well, it'd be rude not to go in. Anyway, so Sunny Federer was playing, met Jazzy. She was there, there as well. I went up to her though, because we followed her on Instagram, but I feel like I'd met her before. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, hey. Like, but then afterwards, I was like, wait, I've never met Jazzy before. I was like, pretty, I was a freak.
No, but I feel like you're like that on social media with people
you just
anyway.
You just think I've met them. But she came out with him then, and I stayed until like 4, I think, in the end. So I was quite hungover the next day, flying home again. But got the passport back.
Thank God you got it.
Thank God.
What, like, I wouldn't know where to begin
I'd
if I lost it.
I'd probably still be there because I just feel like the embassy, is there an even embassy in
I don't Ibiza? Know. Like, I think you get something off the police that you can show in the airport to say like, to fly. Your passport's gone.
Yeah.
Like you're allowed to go home kind of thing.
So anyway, thank God I found it. But I was just saying next day in Ibiza. Had a lovely chill day. Honestly, solo trips feel
the way forward.
You literally. No, you just do what you want to do.
Yeah.
The whole day. But then I did. I thought if I felt, because Queeve obviously left and I couldn't think about her too much. So I felt like if I thought about her too much, I'd be sad.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't, really talk to her that much until I got home. And I was like, right.
Well, that makes sense.
I was like, I really missed you, but I didn't want to think about it because I was getting sad.
I was really, really sad.
Don't you feel like you're stuck somewhere, like that feeling?
On your own.
So I couldn't really think about it too much. But thank God, like Samantha was there and stuff. I could meet her that night.
And the passport is
passport
retrieved.
Passport was retrieved, yeah.
Thank God.
We're going to go into our chat with Billikis now. Mm-hmm. It's all about Love Island.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, yeah. It was so interesting. talked about all her little situations, the drama, how long they had getting ready, which I couldn't believe.
Oh,
and all the inside goss and yeah, from the Love Island villa. So enjoy your chat.
Enjoy.
So today on How My Drink, we have the queen that is Billy Kiss Aziz. Welcome to How My Drink.
Oh, thank you for having
me. I'm so excited to have you here. Obviously, we know each other from before.
Yeah.
We are just fresh off the plane from Love Island.
Yeah, literally. I think I arrived back in Dublin 2 days ago. Oh. So, yeah.
How has that been since you're back? Like,
do you know what? Yeah, it's been very busy. Yeah. Very busy, very chaotic. And for me, I'm still trying to navigate between Ireland and England as well.
Okay.
So there's a lot of like back and forth. The next few days.
Do you see yourself moving there, do you think, with everything?
Do you know what? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Possibly. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'll just kind of go with the flow for now and see what makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to like make that decision, especially when life is just so busy.
And so new, everything is
well. And you like, don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
What made you like apply? Or did you get scouted? Like what was the process like?
Okay, so they actually contacted me last year to go on the show, but it was very late in the process. So I think it must have been like maybe 2 weeks before they announced their lineup.
Oh, wow.
Or 3 weeks, something like that. And at first, I think I ignored the message. And then obviously they followed up and I was like, okay, fine. Flew to London and straight away they're like, love you. Let's get cracking. I wasn't really, really serious. I think there was like a couple of issues with some of my forms that was taking so long.
Okay.
And then I was just like, I'm not arsed. Literally, that's what I said to them.
Yeah.
Like they were asking me my top three and I was like, you know what? I'm not even watching the series.
Oh, so it was already on?
Yeah.
It was on? Wow.
Yeah. So because things were taking so long and I was like, I'm not even watching the series. And I was like, I don't think it's the right time.
Yeah.
So I just kind of let it be.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, I'm happy I did because I feel like everything happens the way it's supposed to be.
100%.
And then this year, of course, they reached out again. And at first I was like, no, I was like, I'm 28. I feel like I'm too old to go on the show.
Yeah.
And they were like, are you not single? I was like, I am. They're like, are you single? I was like, I am. They were like, then what's holding you back? And I was like, you know what? That's so true. I was like, I am single. So yeah, so literally that was it. And then, and they're like, this time, make sure all your forms are ready on time.
On time.
Yeah, so basically that was the whole process.
And how long is that process? Like, what would that have been, like January or like further in the year?
So they contacted me this year in January. Okay. And last year they contacted me in April.
Okay.
So yeah, so I think anyone, like some people on the show were contacted in March or April or applied in March or April. So it can be any time from January, I think the process starts.
Okay. And does everyone get scouted or like some apply? This year? Like who
applied? This year a lot of people applied.
Really?
Yaz applied.
Okay.
Let me think. I'm trying to remember who applied. A lot of people applied. I seen a TikTok of the people that applied today.
Oh my God.
But a lot of people, I think this year, apparently more people applied than ever.
Wow. That,
even Irish Megan, she applied. Oh. Yeah. So application work.
There was a lot of Irish this year.
A lot of
I love that.
No, honestly, I feel like even like when I entered the villa, like obviously my first, my first date was with Connor. So that was nice.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Like when there's an Irish people there, you naturally can banter.
It's just comfortable.
Yeah. Like, it makes a difference. No, it definitely makes a difference. Because even when Andrada came into the villa, naturally we clicked.
You clicked straight away.
Naturally.
Would you have known Andrada from before?
Do you know what? Yeah. I knew of her
okay.
and we'd seen each other, but we never had a conversation.
Okay.
And I didn't know her name.
So you knew her to see.
Yeah.
Because
when I seen her, I was like, this girl looks familiar.
Yeah.
And I was like, welcome. And then she was like, don't you remember me? I was like, your accent sounded weird. I was like, where is this girl from? You looked at me and was like, don't you remember me, Billikis? I was like, oh shit. She was like, we've literally seen each other like 2 months ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And what is it like being planted in a villa with like, basically random people sleeping in bed with a random person, like is that a really, do you ever sit by yourself and you're like, this is really weird?
Oh no, you do.
Yeah,
I think for me when I would go to the toilet, that would be
that's your alone time. That's your only alone time.
That's my alone time. That's when I reflect and be like, damn, what's going on? Like that's the time. Or even if it's like an off day, like we do have one day in the week where it's like no filming, no recording, and on those days, the boys and girls are separated, so you'd have more alone time and would go to bed much earlier.
Right.
So I think, I don't know the time, obviously, but we could go to bed as early as like maybe 8 p.m.
Wow. Would you be that tired that you'd have
to be like, guys, go to bed.
Oh,
go to bed. Like, save your energy. So at that moment, for me, that's like my alone time to like reflect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just think about everything. I'm like, fuck.
Are you able to like bring anything like a book in, or like no or
no
journal,
books
nothing?
No journals, no pen and paper, no anything.
What's that like not having, like I suppose they give you a phone, don't they, but there's nothing on it?
It's a Google phone, but you can't really do anything other than take photos and receive the text. Yeah, I got a text.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah,
I'd have to hold it anyway just thinking it's my real phone.
Oh no,
so
for me,
like,
because there was no, obviously you can't really do anything. I would lose my phone all the time. Oh. I'd be like, I don't know where my phone is.
Can someone ring it? Oh wait.
Can someone find my phone? I was like, I don't know where it is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was so funny.
It doesn't do anything.
Not really.
It's literally just dead. It's just, you have to charge it?
You know, in the dressing rooms, yeah, at the back of the dressing room, there's like charger ports.
Oh my
so
God.
So we just like leave it there and then it charges.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I heard you saying actually in the dressing room about you and Tony sharing.
Oh,
perfume.
Yeah. No, do you know what? Yeah. It was so funny because I think when she opened her what do you call it? Cupboard or her drawer, locker, whatever.
Oh, so everyone has their little entrance.
Yeah, everyone has their own station. I was like, girl, you have good taste. She's like, yeah. And then I took out mine. She's like, spray me. And then naturally, we bonded over our taste of fragrances because we liked the same thing.
Love her.
Literally, because every time I would spray mine, she'd look at me like, spray me.
Spray me.
Spray me.
I always wonder as well, do you have long to get ready in the evening times? Or is there like a set time? I would be stressed.
Oh, girl. Oh, my God. No, I think for me, naturally.
You don't have the time either.
Naturally, I take like, if I'm being honest, at least minimum 3 hours to get ready.
Wow.
3 hours minimum. On an average, if I want to look amazing, like 4 hours.
And then, you want to be like relaxed.
Yeah. And then I remember the first proper day when I was in the villa, not the day I entered, the next day to get ready. I don't know. Maybe it was 45 minutes that day. It was 45 minutes. And obviously we all share the shower. And I don't know what happened, but for some reason I was getting ready last. And then I didn't have all my stuff. And I didn't technically have a station. And I was just like all over the place. Before I knew, I was like, 10 minutes and I hadn't had a bit of makeup on my face.
Oh my God.
And I was like, fuck. And then obviously, you know, in the beginning, you're more aware of the fact on a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, camera.
I was like, I don't want to look shit.
Oh my God.
And then that day I felt so ugly and I was just, and then we had a fucking recoupling or the dump.
Yeah, and I was like,
what a day.
Oh my God.
No.
Well, but, you looked insane.
Oh no, thank you.
Every time you came on the screen, I was like.
No, I felt like, I was like, this is not my full potential. I was like, I can't get ready in this. Because sometimes we'd have a bit longer. I think when we had Casa, because there was way more people, so they gave us a bit more time.
They gave you more time.
But in the beginning, the first week, I was like, I can't do this.
Is that why people are like outdoor showering? Because I saw Dijon out in the shower outside. Because there's only one.
There's only two showers upstairs. So sometimes you're better off just showering
outside
because it's freer and you can just get things done.
Oh my God,
I know,
so interesting. I wouldn't be able to get ready in that time.
No, you kind of
adapt. Could you go out and like just not have makeup on, or do they make like, will they say put makeup on?
Oh, okay, so during the daytime I never wore makeup.
No,
I think in the very 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 beginning I was like, okay, I'm gonna wear makeup. And then when it was Casa, because I was like, and there's new boys,
is it really hot as well, obviously, in your
literally, because the only time I wore makeup was like in the beginning and Casa, because there was new boys. I was like, let me impress them,
of course. Yeah.
And afterwards I was like, you know when you kiss someone and the makeup transfers, I was like, this is
gross. Yeah.
I was like, this is gross. And as well, it's so hot and then your makeup just melts off. I was like, I can't be arsed.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I never wore makeup during the or I didn't really wear makeup during the daytime. Nighttime, I feel like you just would want to wear makeup.
Yeah.
Like no one would tell you have to do anything.
But you
naturally would want to wear makeup.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Then the clothing situation. Do you have to all share clothes as well?
Oh no. Do you know what? Yeah. Okay. So basically, when I came into the villa, I was told that half of my wardrobe was strobing.
Oh, because you can't wear stripes and things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit weird. So like, I think it was mesh clothing, which all my things are mesh. Ruche.
You do love
stripes.
Mesh.
Just weird things. And I remember the first day, they're like, oh, you can't wear AB. And I was like, but that's my clothes.
That's my outfit.
I was like, this is my clothes. So like, even the very first day, I think Alima gave me a dress. Because everything I had was strobing. So I think that's why naturally we would share clothes.
Yeah.
Because it would be a thing where like, maybe a lot of your outfits could strobe. And the longer you're in there, the more you'd run out of clothes.
Of course.
So like, everyone was really nice in terms of like, no one was like, you can't wear my thing. Like even bikinis, we were sharing bikinis. That sounds insane. Like, no.
If they're washing.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Every week we
just
no, every week we'd have a wash in my
room. Oh, cool.
In the beginning, because I came in the villa with 5 bikinis.
Oh my God.
Everyone thought I was crazy. 5 bikinis.
They were just like, it's fine, I'll find some in there. Like
I wasn't really thinking about the whole thing. I think for me, everything was so last minute.
Okay.
And in Ireland, you can't really order something and it'll come the next day.
It's impossible. It's not like London.
It's impossible. So when I found out, I was like, okay, what's the most important thing? I was like, my hair.
Yeah.
Everything else is irrelevant.
Yeah.
So I went in the villa with 5 bikinis. And then when I was there, they're like, oh, you can share with the girls. I was like, that's gross. But by day 5, I was like, You said I could wear bikinis. Where is it? I was like, yeah, maybe I will share.
That makes sense because everyone's just always wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see the same dress on every single person.
I feel like there's certain outfits that I clocked as well before I entered the villa. I've seen this on Shakira. Then Megan. Then Tony. You know, I think you know which one I'm talking about.
Which one?
It's like the purple.
I was going to say purple. Yeah,
the purple two piece, because it's so nice as well. I think it stands out. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that. So when you first entered the villa, everyone was fascinated about your name. Can you explain a little bit about it and like the meaning behind it?
Yeah, I feel like, do you know what is crazy? That is my most asked question as of right now.
Really, still?
Yeah. People are making TikToks claiming that I'm not trying to, I don't know, people are making TikToks with the assumption that I'm not trying to claim my name, which is crazy. So,
as in, what do you mean?
Okay, so with my name,
okay,
the government spelling is B-I-L-I-K-I-S. So that's my name, Billy Kiss.
Yeah, Billy Kiss.
But on social media, I've always spelled it as Billy Kiss,
yeah,
which has been the spelling for years.
Yeah.
So when I entered the villa, I was like, I want my stage name.
Yeah,
I was like, I want my social media stage name.
Yeah.
And for me, there was no problem. I was just like, as long as people don't call me Billy,
yeah,
which was always the issue in general.
Because people assumed it was your surname.
Yeah.
It was Ellen one name.
So
yeah,
it was crazy for me that there was such a conversation. So my name is... The Bilikis is Arabic. It's an Arabic name.
Gorgeous.
And I'm Muslim, thank you. Yeah. And it means the Queen of Sheba.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, she's a queen. Yeah. Oh my God, I love that.
So that's where the name comes from. And even me, like, spelling it in a different way, it's not me trying to, like, westernize my name or anything or not claim my identity. It's just me having a stage name.
Having a stage name,
I don't know why people are so offended by that. It's crazy.
I think the internet is offended by too many things.
Yeah, and I think at first as well, there was a misspelling. Not a misspelling. Okay. There was both spelling. So people were confused. They're like, are you not spelling her name properly? And I don't know if they thought someone told me to change my name. I'm like, no.
Instead of you being
I was like,
shame.
It's been on Instagram as Billikis for...
For time.
Probably 10 years now.
And you were doing Instagram and all before.
Yeah.
Profile and things. Yeah.
And like, even if you look at Instagram, there's no underscore. It's just Billikis.
It's just so,
like,
Billikis.
It's a
gorgeous name. So talk me through your feelings when you're about to go in, you're about to step in the villa, or like even the days before, what's that lead up like? Like, are you sick with anxiety, nerves, excitement? Like, what is that?
Okay, I think for me, the day I was entering the villa, I was so nervous.
Yeah.
But I was excited as well, but I was so nervous. I think because I'd watched the show, so I knew the people in there and I knew what was happening and I had...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I had an understanding of the environment.
Yeah.
And prior to my entrance, I felt like some of the bombshells for the girls, it wasn't as nice for the guys. Like, the guys would be welcome with open arms. And then the girls are like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
So I was super nervous.
That's that.
Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because just before my date, I remember I was like talking 100 miles per hour. I was so nervous. Even I remember as well when I stepped into the villa and then obviously I had a conversation with the girls, which was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to walk to the boys and that was so weird. I remember like I obviously walked in. I was in the middle.
Yeah.
They all just, the way they stared at me like...
And you're just like
an alien.
And then
they wouldn't say anything. And I was just like, hey.
Hey guys.
And then I was like... Does anyone want to say anything? And they wouldn't say anything. And so I had to carry the conversations. And so weird because they were all just staring at me.
Oh no, they have to ask your type.
Yeah, but it was, I don't know what it was that day. They were all just like, I don't know if it was their quiet.
Mesmerized.
I don't know. And I was just like, this is awkward. But funnily enough, we've joked about it. And they're like, no, you held it down.
You
held it. I was shitting it.
You really just kept talking.
Yeah, that
like
was me.
I would like,
I was like, burr, burr,
burr. I just hate like awkward silences. Like,
yeah.
Like, I just have to fill them.
No, that was
me. I don't know.
No, that was me. I think I had so much energy, so I couldn't stop talking.
Yeah. Were they all like, were the Islanders asking you like, what's going on inside? How are you being perceived? Like, are you allowed to answer that?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, because it's so funny.
Well, the voice comes
over. The voice of God would be like, no outside chat. Because
really?
The thing is, I think it's for the best you don't tell anyone anything, even if it's a positive thing. Because I think at first, I didn't think certain things were that important or that deep. You
could,
like, you know, you just think it's a little thing.
Mm.
But if you tell someone something small, they'll start thinking about everything.
Yeah.
It's like the way, for example, like Boris told me on my first day, I was talking a lot. Suddenly I'm overthinking, do I talk too much? Am I talking too much?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're in your own head.
Yeah, and then you can start overthinking something so stupid.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And then because you don't have like your phone and your friends around, it's
you don't know.
You're in your own head. So
yeah, so I think sometimes it's better you don't say anything and just let people live their life.
Live their life, I agree. And the camera thing, how quick do you like start forgetting they're there?
Oh my days. I don't think you ever forget. For me,
you're not.
For me personally.
I'd be like, get my good side.
Oh no, but it is a thing where for the most part, you can see the cameras and you're aware of the cameras, but then you kind of forget as you start talking or...
Yeah, of course. Like, you can't be always on.
Yeah, you can't be always like...
Yeah,
Like, because we're on camera 24-7, like, you naturally will just be like, oh, shoot, I said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was there something you said that you were like in that moment, oh God, I shouldn't have said that? Or not? Or just like bits that you're like, that was oversharing kind of like.
Do you know what? I think I did have certain conversations. I was like, oh, that's a bit too deep.
Okay.
But I don't think they know that. Because I was like, oh, that's a bit too deep. Yeah, I was like, I don't think that should be public information.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And are you always thinking, like, is this going to be aired or not? Like, when you came out, was there anything that wasn't aired that you thought would be?
Do you know what? Yeah, I think for me, I think a lot of my conversations towards the end of my situation with Boris wasn't aired. Okay. But I kind of understand why it wasn't. So basically, with me and Boris, obviously, we were coupled up from Casa. Mm-hmm. And things were, like, going really good.
Oh, well.
And then, do you know what is so funny? I remember saying it to the girls, like, something in my spirit, but I had a gut
in
feeling.
In your soul.
That I was like, I felt like this guy was going to do me dirty. And I said it to him. I was like, as much as, like, things are great
I think
now,
I remember you saying that. Yeah.
I said it a couple of times. Yeah. So they must have said, okay, we need to put this in there. Yeah. Because I remember I said it to the girls, Tony, Yaz, and Shakira. And they made a really good point. They said in Casa, like, after our conversation, he really was kind of for me. He wasn't, which is crazy because you wouldn't want to put your eggs in one basket.
In one basket.
But he literally would not talk to any other girls. And he literally was just talking to me.
Well,
bearing in mind, I was talking to him and Martin. But he kind of made it very apparent that I was the one he was interested in. And I was like, you know what?
And that's a turn on. Like, you're like,
that says something. And there definitely was something more there with him than Martin. But with me, I don't know, something in my spirit was like, he looks like a bad boy. I was like, he's probably a bad boy.
Yeah.
I was like, he looks too gorgeous. Like, he looks with the tattoos. I was like, he looks like the bad boy. Like
In the film.
The film. Like, with the motorcycle.
Yeah. I was like, him with the leather jacket on.
I was like, do you ride a motorcycle? I asked him, does he ride a motorcycle? I did. He was like, why? He was like, why are you asking me that? I was like, you look like you would.
Why can I picture it though? But I feel like he needs a beard.
No.
I feel like sometimes the motorcycle man is a bit more rugged.
Because I was saying to him, he looks like the guy from, like, Prison Break.
Oh my God.
But he doesn't really, because afterwards I had
bald head.
Yeah, I think it's just like he doesn't really, but kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
But yeah, so I said that to him and he was like, what are you saying? That's not true. But no offense, he did do that.
He did.
Like, he did. Because it was a thing where obviously I picked him in Casa and then once everyone got back into the villa, girl, the same day, we have just dumped people. How are you chatting up to someone else?
And he's gone to chat someone
else. Like, I think it was a thing where we were saying our goodbyes to the OGs and all the Casa were together. Why are you telling Emily to turn around in the kitchen? Be for real.
And in there, are your emotions like fully extra charged than they would be out on the outside? Because you've known them, like you're with them 24/7. Like when you see something like that, are you just like a bull?
No, for me, because it was a thing where I think he was the first person that I was like starting to actually kind of like.
Okay.
Because obviously with the Dijon situation, like nothing was really going to happen there because it was just like one or two conversations.
Yeah.
And then Connor thing, like it died real quick. So for him, I'd actually spent more time getting to know him.
Yeah.
So when he started doing that, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I was annoyed. And then it was a thing where, because in Casa, when I was having my whole like reservations, he was like, one thing about me is I'm very blunt and honest.
Yeah.
And if I'm not feeling it, if I don't want to do something, I will
He'll
be completely transparent.
Yeah.
He was not transparent.
He was not transparent
at all. And honest, it was a thing where obviously, he had a whole like situation.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it until later on. And then the next day, we were in the dressing room. And then obviously, just having girly chats. And then someone was like, Casa girls, is there any of the guys, obviously the Casa guys that you've met now that you'd be interested in getting to know? Why is everyone saying Boris?
You're like, did I miss?
I was like, what the? Everyone was like, Boris.
You're
Boris.
Just like,
I was like, there's Jamie, there's Cash. Can we all get to know everyone?
Oh, God.
I was just like, what the hell? And obviously, everyone was like, Boris, Boris, Boris. I was just like,
it's such a unique situation as well, because that would never happen on the outside where you're chatting to your friends and they're like, yeah, I want to get with your man.
I was just like, like at first, I was like, okay. But then at the same time, I was like, you know what? Like, this is part of the process.
It is.
Like,
it is.
If we have something genuine and strong,
then
his head won't turn.
Yeah.
So I was, I had to be like sure about myself and confident within myself that I was like, I know myself, I know who I am, and I know what I can carry. So I was like, let me not like feel threatened and start going crazy.
Yeah.
So I had to hold my cool. Like, it was one of those where obviously in the beginning, he really played it down.
Yeah.
He really played it down. So obviously the next day when the girls were like, oh, I want to get to know Boris as well, Andrada and Emma pulled him for a chat.
Okay.
And within the conversations, obviously I was like what's going on?
But trying to listen.
I was like, what's going on? But it looked very friendly, not like sexual or not anything. It looked like a casual conversation. So naturally, I think we were in bed that same night And I asked him, how was the conversation with the girl?
Yeah.
He was like, it was grand. It was just like general chit chat about like whatever. That's what he said to me. And I was like, cool.
So you're taking that.
Even the other girls, yeah. Tony and Shakira, was like, Billikis, you have nothing to worry about. Literally, they were like, you know what I mean? Comforting me. Like, Billikis, nothing to worry about. And then Emma pulls me for a chat the next morning and she's telling me a bunch of stuff. She's like, first of all, he turned her around in the kitchen the first night. So she knew he was interested. She asked him, am I your type? What's your type? He said, to a T. To her, that he literally said to her, you are my type to a T.
I hate a not transparent man. Like, girl. Just if he wants to explore things, he should have just said, yeah, I want to explore things.
Literally, she asked him another question. Do you want to get to know me? Are you attracted? Like, loads of things. And he was like, yeah. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck?
I hate that. I'm
feeling stupid. Yeah. So when she tells me this, I'm like pissed as fuck. So I go and have a conversation with him. He's like, oh, how was your conversation with him? Obviously. And I was like, you said you were honest. I was like, you said you were going to be open. What is this? And I was like, did you say this? Did you say that? And he was like, I can't remember. He started playing.
All of a sudden, he has
the amnesia card.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, like, he just couldn't speak. Suddenly there was
suddenly they can't speak. Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, I do want to get to know her. And I was like, okay. Like, I think it's weird because when a guy is getting to know two people, naturally, if you pull yourself back, then it makes it easier for the other person.
Of course.
So if Emma's telling me this information,
yeah,
as a person that I am, I can't just be like, oh, I don't care. I'm not obsessed.
No.
It doesn't affect me. It just makes me a bit more close. It makes me a bit more like guarded.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I'm putting myself out here. I'm putting my feelings out here. And I'm feeling like I'm being mugged off.
And you said that in the show that you don't do that. Like you're very much have your guard up. Yeah. Things, like.
And I was really fucking trying.
I know.
The thing is, like when I tell you, because obviously I had the whole Dijon situation and then Connor. And then.
Yes.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
We need to talk about the Dijon situation because that was for me so frustrating to watch. Because like he was telling you one thing. And then when you said it to him, he's like, no, I didn't. I was like, yeah, you did. Do you forget you're on camera?
No. He was, no.
How did that feel for you to watch?
It felt like I was talking to a wall because I think the actual topic of the conversation was that I felt like for him, he would say it's open. And whenever anyone, like not just me, would come into the villa, he would entertain us, but then he wouldn't actually be open to exploring the connection. And I'm just like, you're wasting
like
my time.
Open, like,
yeah, like, yeah. To be honest, I had 24 hours to graft. And if I'm grafting and trying to get to know you and you're just like, kind of like, not playing games, but like, you're entertaining me, asking me, will I move to London for you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, flirting.
Asking me, who's number one, me or Connor?
Yeah.
And then when it comes to you, you're not actually open. Like, you're literally wasting my time.
Yeah.
So that was like my argument.
That was your biggest thing.
That was my thing. And he was like, no, but I am trying to get to know, or I was, or I did. And I was like, no, you weren't. And then afterwards, I was like, you weren't, because if you were, you know what I mean? You'd actually
you would
do
be open.
Certain things.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a thing where after we had the second conversation by the fire pit, he like avoided me at all cost. Like even like, I think we'd be walking past each other, would act like I don't exist. I was like, what the hell is going on?
You think you'll ever be friends? Or no. Like, are you okay now?
We're so calm now.
Oh, good.
But I think with that conversation, I was just like, if you're open, be open. If you're not, say you're not.
Say you're not.
And then he was like, but I told you Meg is my priority. And I was like, no, you didn't.
Where?
No, you didn't. And then the whole thing just escalated because then he just started saying, no, I don't want to get to know you. I was like, no one is talking about that.
No one's
We're just saying
that.
Like, you literally are saying one thing.
Like a defensive
message. Yeah. And I was just like, it was just frustrating. But luckily, like, since that conversation, we hashed everything out. Like, I think he understands now where I was coming from.
Yeah, I think so.
And like, it's all good. Like, we're doing TikTok. So exactly, we obviously don't
hate each other. We have to touch on the Martin kiss.
I have refused to watch. You know what? I have not watched it. I'm not going to watch it. My friend sent it to me on WhatsApp. I was like, why are you sending me this? And I think it was 2 seconds. I was like, no.
Why does he break my heart? He's so sweet.
He is so nice. He's actually a sweetheart.
He is sweet.
Yeah.
But you're just not watching anything back.
No,
I feel like in general though, kissing. I always imagine
public kissing.
And when you have the mics on, you can, like, everyone can hear everything. And when you're in the moment of kissing someone, like, that's fine. Yeah. But like, anyone from the outside every time is like watching a kiss with no music, no, just like the sound of kissing.
No, I think I think everyone's like, you guys were so far apart. I think the body language says everything as well. Like, I wasn't like, he was a really nice guy, but I think for me, I wasn't like sexually or romantically attracted.
Yeah.
So then that's why the kiss
you're like
so
miles away. Like, John Dickey.
And then I felt bad because he'd asked me for a kiss the day before and I was like, oh no, I need to keep my options open.
Yeah, literally.
And then it was just not, it was no good. No good.
This season had like so much drama, I feel like. I feel like the most probably out of most seasons.
Yeah.
Do you?
It
I
was
feel like
chaotic.
It was always something. What in there though, like felt the most intense or like could you feel the most like could everyone just feel the most intense over? Or like a shift or like a mood? Because obviously there must be a vibe in the villa every time something big happens. What was like the biggest thing that changed the vibe?
I think when Maya walks into the villa, you know it's no good.
True.
No, you know it's no good. Like you're always like, oh, hey, Maya, like happy to see her. But you know like it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So whenever she walks into the villa, I feel like the whole energy of the villa changes. And everyone's like, fuck, someone's going to go home.
And you don't know what's going to happen.
No, you know someone's going to go home.
Okay.
Like you know.
Yeah.
So it's never a good feeling.
What's the thing? What's that feeling when you're waiting for the text of like the bing coming through or you just feel sick?
You're shitting it.
Yeah.
Like I remember the first dumping after Casa, I was sitting beside Boris and Dijon, which is so funny. And apparently I was like shaking. And
I would.
So, I didn't even know I was shaking because Boris was like, you know what I mean? And then afterwards, Dijon was like, are you okay? And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you were shaking. And I was like, was I?
Oh my God.
I think I was just so nervous.
Yeah.
Like rattling. The suspense was crazy. And obviously like it's a long process as well. And there were so many of us dumped that day.
I know.
It was crazy.
They need to start letting Irish people vote.
I know.
Because come on, there's multiple Irish people out there.
Four people this year.
I love that though.
Yeah.
It's such a nice vibe that like there is that mix of like Irish people as well.
Yeah. I feel like every single Irish person this year brought something different.
100%.
Something different.
Yeah.
But essentially, we're kind of the same in a way. Like we're all blunt, honest, and we'll say things as it is. Like, sugarcoat.
What was it like going back in then when you had to pick a couple to dump?
Oh my God. You know what? Yeah.
That was iconic.
It was iconic. Yeah. Obviously, I'd met everyone, so that was nice. Yeah. I met everyone the week before.
Of course. Yeah, people who you wouldn't have met.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. But obviously, we've all seen each other on TV, so it's like, you know everyone.
Of course.
But it was a weird feeling because when you walk in, like, I couldn't say hi to like Shakira, Yaz, Tony.
Oh,
and then I was
funny hugged.
Yeah. And I was like, because obviously, I had there was no bad blood on my side from the whole like dumping because I think some of them were like, is she mad that we dumped her? I was like, I don't give a fuck. Don't worry, I love you guys.
Yeah.
So it was like we all had to go in with like game face on and everything. And for me, even with Dijon and Meg, like I genuinely don't hate them. Like,
no.
And I felt bad as well because I remember when I got dumped, like, Meg was one of the first to hug me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this is a bit shitty, but I was like, this is how I feel. And there like, is. I just have to say it. Like,
yeah. You just have to put your cards on the table.
Yeah.
Who can you see last, and do you think, out of the remaining couples left?
Do you know what? Yeah. It's kind of weird. Even though they're all relatively new, I could see all of them lasting in their own way.
Yeah.
Because I feel like individually, they've all gone through their own journey where it's really challenged them in their, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, I'll be curious to see who lasts, but I could see them all lasting. Even Megan D.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, I didn't agree with a lot of the things that went down. I think the last week, I was just like.
Jaw on the floor. Yeah.
What the fuck? I was like, no. I was like, no. But like, they do like each other. You know, so I could see everyone lasting. And Megan and Connor as well.
Oh.
Our Irish couple. I can see them lasting.
Our Irish king and queen.
Yeah.
I can too. And I loved Harry's like growth journey. Because I feel like he done like a 180 from start to finish.
Behaviour transplant.
You're quite good friends here, aren't you?
Oh my God, I love Harry.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Harry and Harrison, literally, it's so funny. They would be like my banter buddies.
Oh my God.
They would be my banter buddies. And it's so funny because I think there was, someone said to me, there was a clip in the toilet or the bathroom where Harry was trying to flirt with me.
Okay.
But the thing is, we were such friends, like banter buddies, that he wasn't being serious because I was just looking like, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, it was like, Harry, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
But it was funny because I remember the last week, he literally came up to me, him and Harrison, they're like, Bilicus, what's wrong? Like, they're like, you're not yourself anymore.
Aww.
You're not as bubbly and chatty.
Yeah.
And you're not bantering to us. Like, we're coming to you and you're not even, like, you're so serious. And I was like, guys, oh, it's this place. I was like, it's taking it out of me. And they're like,
yeah.
If you're ever down, just come to us and stuff like that.
God.
So honestly, I love Harry. I love Harrison. Like, they're just so carefree and such funny guys.
Yeah. Is it like draining in there to be, like you said, by the end of it, you felt like you weren't yourself? Is it just like, what is it, like situation that happened in there or like time?
Oh girl, I think for me, it was like time and time again, I just felt like the guys were just like, not, the situations weren't working out in my favor.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, with the Dijon situation, it was fine. Like, it was like no hard feelings. Like, I didn't catch feelings anyways. Connor won. That was a bit shitty, not because I liked him, but because I felt blindsided.
Yes.
And I was still like a newbie, and I kind of felt like embarrassed in a way. I was like,
of course. And because,
like,
you know, it's
at the fire pit as well. Like, I was just like standing there, the last person. It's humiliating.
Yeah.
So that was a shitty feeling.
Yeah.
And I was with Giorgio, that he was just like, this, obviously I've seen him as a work colleague.
Yeah, for him.
I've seen him as a work colleague, but straight away he was like, this is just friendship. I was like, that's fine.
That's fine.
And then embarrassed, I was like, nah, I was like, I'm tired. Like,
of
I think
course. It was like trying anyone.
It was time and time and time again. So even when I was trying to get to know Cash, even though he was like my really good friend, I was still, I think at that point, my walls were so high up that I was like, I don't know about giving myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A situation.
You're scared to give,
I was like,
your
I
feeling.
Can't put myself out there again. I just felt like, oh, how many no's, not no's, but how many like shitty situations can I take in there?
And as well, that's not like normal life. It's like, on the outside, you might meet someone a few months and you end things. But like, if you're ending things with that many people in one go, of course you're going to get like, oh.
And then you see them cracking on with the next person in front of you.
That's hard. That's such an like, unnatural situation.
No, I wanted to scream.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to scream. I remember, oh my God, when obviously Boris and Emma went into Hideaway, I was like, I don't care. But then sometimes you can't you not care. Care.
Yeah.
You cannot not care.
Me crying underneath my sunglasses.
I did that. I think with the Connor and Dijon that day,
Dijon.
I was crying.
Yeah.
I was crying.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't take this.
Do you think emotions feel heightened in there as well?
100%. 100%. And when like everyone knows everything as well, you feel a bit silly sometimes.
Of course. And everyone's talking about each other's business and stuff the whole time. What is it now like coming out and having people like talk about you and like people probably recognizing you in the street and things? Like, how's that been?
It's such a weird feeling.
Is it?
It makes you a bit like, even anxious at times, because if someone looks at you like, are you looking at me just in general because I have a lot of makeup on I'm glammed for Dublin Street, or are you looking at me because you know me?
I know.
I don't know, but people have been so nice.
Aww.
Like literally in Ireland, the sweetest people come up.
But you honestly came across like exactly like yourself.
Thank
like
you.
So true to yourself as well.
Aww.
I think you really like just slayed it.
Oh, you're thank you. So I think it's so hard when you're there. And obviously this year, there were such strong characters. Everyone was so opinionative. Everyone was so like, you know what I mean?
Strong
characters.
Yeah.
So you're like, and after a while, sometimes you're just like, oh my God, I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
In that environment, having like a best friend is so important.
Like Tony and Shakira were
it
like
it makes
a
massive difference because you can like vent, you can have a soundboard, you have that support system.
Yeah.
It really helps you like stay grounded, be yourself.
And go through.
When you don't have that one person that you can go to, sometimes you feel like you're going crazy and then you bottle your emotions, you bottle your feelings and your personality starts to get bottled up, which I feel like that's what happened to me towards the end. Because even when Harry was saying it to me, I was like, that's how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel like you're like closing yourself
off.
Yeah. Like, oh, if you could give day one Billikis one piece of advice going in, what would it be? If you could change anything.
That is such a good question. I would say with day one Billikis, don't be afraid to still have that energetic energy and like loud personality. Even if they're complaining, you've only been here for 2 days, why are you piping up? Pipe up. Don't be afraid. Because I think obviously being the last bombshell before Casa, and then straight away I was in that whole feel with Dijon. Like Connor literally said to me, you've only been in the villa for 2 days, why are you piping up? And like, but he said that because that's what the boy said.
Okay.
Yeah, and then naturally I was like,
see, men don't like people piping up or using their voice.
Yeah, and then he was like, but why are you piping up? And I was like, but I'm talking about my experience. And naturally, like, you don't know it, but subconsciously these things affect you.
100%.
And then naturally, like, you might not be as, you know what I mean?
Like you said, when someone mentioned something to you, and then you ruminate on it and you're like, oh God, like, should I not do that again? Like, you get overthinking.
Yeah, because even when he said it, like, obviously I defended myself, but like, subconsciously, like, maybe it did, like, affect how outspoken I was in future situations.
Yeah.
So just keep on being you.
Yeah,
and don't let anyone dim your light. Or
I love that. And before Love Island, you like, you were saying to me before, like, you're quite perfectionist with your content and things like that. And like, so like, you shoot for so long. I remember you telling me how long you shot an outfit before, and you're like, I probably won't even post that. I was like, what? But like, now do you feel like you can be more, I don't know, like, maybe not as perfectionist with stuff and just post more freely and like things like that since being in the villa?
No, 100%. Yeah. I feel like even me posting what I posted yesterday, like naturally I would have been like, this is not perfect. This needs to be like 4K quality
thing.
Yeah, yeah. But now I'm like, I don't have time for that.
No,
I don't
literally
have time,
don't have time
to be worrying about the little things.
No.
Overdoing things, redoing.
Yeah.
Just take them and move on.
Yeah.
Literally, I think, which I needed that. Like, yeah. I actually needed to kind of get out of my habit of redoing things, overthinking things, like planning things too much.
Yeah.
And just kind of go with the flow more.
Yeah.
And even put myself out there more as well. I think 100%. Prior to Love Island, I would create content, but I didn't really show my personality.
Yeah.
So I think for me, that
was more
my,
like aesthetic vibe.
Yeah. I was like getting the which aesthetics, is gorgeous, but too. At the same time, who the fuck are you? Who are you?
It's been a kiss behind who are it all.
You? And it's nice when people are always like responding to my like snap stories and stuff and having conversations. I feel like I really like that. I'm like, I don't know about you.
I love
but I feel like
that.
Now I have that kind of platform to just kind of put myself out there more.
100%.
And just be more open.
Yeah, and it's so nice as well when you do show your personality. People love your personality. Yeah. So like when they love that, it's like, oh, they love you for something other than like
your looks.
Yeah.
I think that is so much more substantial. 100%. When someone says, oh my God, I love you for your personality, for how you carry yourself, or maybe the fact that you were, you know what I mean, very mature, or what you said, then oh, you're just a pretty face.
It means so much more.
Yeah.
100%. We have some quick fire clothing questions. So who was the funniest person in the villa?
Ooh, Harry.
Really?
Yeah. Hi, Harry.
I do feel like he's like a joke.
No, he has like vibe. Like there's a reason why he was in those predicaments. He can chat to anyone.
Yes.
He can literally chat to anyone.
I get that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest diva in the villa in a fun way.
Hmm. Oh my God. Hmm. I was about to say Harrison because he's always in front of the mirror. But then he's not really a diva.
Maybe like longest getting ready or like would be late.
The longest getting ready.
You would be
me and Shakira. No, me and Shakira.
Okay.
We take the longest getting ready. I don't know why Shakira always lasts as well with me. Well, yeah, she always takes long to get ready.
Okay. So two biggest teams.
Yeah.
Did you take anything home from the villa?
Oh, my water bottle. And my eye mask as well.
Okay.
So that's nice.
Okay, that's cute. First thing you did when you got your phone back?
Ooh, first thing I did is I spoke to my sisters. I was buzzing to speak to them.
Oh, that must be so nice.
It was so nice. And afterwards, as soon as I got my phone, I was like, I need to tell you guys everything.
Yeah.
And they were telling me everything from their perspective as well. And it was so nice.
And last one. Kiss, marry, kill, Harry, Dijon, and Harrison.
Oh my God, that is the worst three. I don't want to marry any of them. Like, what do you want me to do? Cry myself to sleep
every night and wish I didn't marry him.
Oh no. Oh, this is really hard. Maybe I'll have to
I feel
like Harry and Harrison are like the same people. Harry's just an older version of Harrison. Oh, but then because Harrison is so young, I don't want to marry him. I feel like he still needs to go through life.
Yeah.
So maybe marry Harry.
I feel like Harry's a changed man as well.
I hope so.
So that's
I hope so.
He's a good
And the thing he makes me laugh all the time, so we can laugh.
That's good.
We can laugh every single day.
Okay.
I'll kiss Harrison.
Okay.
And I want to kill Dijon.
Sorry, Dijon.
Sorry, Dijon. Not sorry. No, we're not sorry.
No, we're not sorry. Sorry, one last thing actually. The kissing challenge. What is that like having to literally just line up and kiss? Like, I would be shitting
hands. I was so nervous. I think when you're nervous, then you start messing up and you just... And oh my God, I was laughing as well. I was laughing so much. It was so bad. I was in front of everyone's face laughing. No, I think it was it?
I would be the exact same.
I couldn't take myself serious. No. I was like, okay, no.
No.
It was a joke. No, I was like, I need to take this serious. I was super nervous and then I just was laughing the whole time.
I know. And you're kissing people who like your friends are with as well. So I feel like it's
And
just...
then kissing everyone after each other was like, ew.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I watched, there was a clip before the kissing challenge where everyone's just like brushing their teeth and people are like scrubbing their tongue.
I was scrubbing for the day life of me. And it's so funny because when you're waiting, then we start eating sweets. I'm like, this defeats the purpose.
This defeats the purpose of brushing.
And then we've seen the guys eating crisps. Like, don't do that.
Oh my
Who's
God.
Who's
going to
kiss you with those breaths?
And would you do it again, looking back?
Oh, do you know what? Absolutely.
You would. Like, I love that.
No, I had the best time.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird. But even though there were highs and lows, like it was such a great experience. Like it was such like once in a lifetime experience.
Of course.
And we laughed there. Like we literally had the best time. We really got along.
Aww.
Like we all really got along. Like honestly.
I love that. So you'd literally do it again.
Did
you learn anything about yourself in there that you didn't know?
Oh, I learned so much.
Really?
Girl, I learned so much. I feel like that was a real good experience for me to grow as a person as well and learn about myself with people in relationships or like when you're getting to know people. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, good.
No,
to know.
No. Good One to thing know. I'll say is sometimes maybe be a bit more open and go for what you want as well.
Okay.
Because there were situations towards the end, I was just like, fuck that.
It's like you don't have time to not be open. Yeah. Like, you have to just crack on.
Like, you need to be like, don't always say, I'll do this later or I'll talk to this person later because they might not be later. Even like my very first experience in a villa, like I almost got dumped in 24 hours. There's not always a later.
There's not always. So, yeah, you have to take the opportunity.
That was a good life lesson for me.
I love that.
Go for what you want.
Love that. Oh, you've been amazing. Oh, thank you so much. Can you give us your socials, where people can find you, and what's your future plans as well?
Oh, okay. So in the future, I think I just want to say yes to more things.
Love
that for you.
Put
myself out there. Don't overthink. Don't pre-plan and just go with the flow in a way.
You're like a changed woman with your mindset. I love it.
I hope so. And I don't know what the future has in store for me, but maybe more opportunities, more, I don't know.
What's your like dream, like brand deal or collab or something?
Oh my God.
In your mind?
I think eBay. I love eBay. Yeah,
and they sponsor Laval.
They do. They do. Some of the fits I was wearing were eBay. So manifesting.
You said out loud now.
We're manifesting an eBay.
Love it.
Collab.
And then your socials.
So Villikis on Instagram. I think Villikis Aziz on TikTok and Villikis A on Snapchat.
Amazing.
And I'm on YouTube as well. I'm going to post on YouTube. Yeah.
A vlog and stuff.
Yeah, I need to vlog.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Villikis, thank you so much for
coming. Thank you
on.
For having me. This is so nice.
Thank you.
Aw.
That's it from us today. But before we go, we're raising a virtual bottle of Coca-Cola to Summer.
Link. Because yes, the Share a Coke campaign is back, baby.
So whether you're at a festival dancing in the mud or sunning yourself in the park, Coca-Cola and Summer is just the perfect match.
And there's something so cute about sharing a Coke with your bestie. It's like such a small thing, but it makes the moment feel really, really special. Whether it's singing along to the bangers in the car or just doing absolutely nothing but chilling, a Coca-Cola just hits different with your people.
So if you spot your bestie's name or even just someone who deserves a little pick-me-up, then grab it or go online and create a custom digital Coke pack. It's so, so cute.
Because no matter what the weather's doing, sharing a Coke with your bestie just makes it better.
Share Coke this summer and let's make it one to remember. So bonus episodes every Monday.
Monday.
Extra juice. Main episodes that you're listening to on right now is Wednesdays. And then full video episodes, which obviously features our interview as well with Villikis, on Thursday at 12 on YouTube. We'll see you everywhere.
Yay.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola, where your name on a can equals instant summer vibes. Go on, share one with your bestie. You know they deserve it. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.